And welcome once again to another edition of A Plain Answer here at Redeemer Broadcasting. I'm Dan Almendorf. On the Zoom line with us today is Kevin Swanson. Kevin, the people have never heard you before, and yet they hear your words that you write. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dan. It's so good to be with Redeemer and the whole team there at Redeemer.
Well, it's our honor to have you on. I've been meaning to do this for a while, and it's Valentine's Day, and so we wanted to do something for that. And you called me, and here we are. Kevin, describe the ministry that you guys have out there, and then the listeners will make a connection the more they hear about it.
Yeah, you know, 23, 24 years ago, we started this ministry, Dan. It's called the Generations Ministry at generations.org. And it was really initially a radio broadcast. We broadcasted out of some Salem stations, and we did some of that early on. It was a program for the Christian family. It was a program for Christian young people as well, but just really the Christian family. And really the moniker that we started with was Restoring Truth and Relationships to a Lost and Lonely World. Just felt that was just, that's the summary of what Jesus has come to do. He brings us the truth and he restores relationship. And increasingly our world is lost without truth and lonely without relationships. And so I just thought those two categories of thought would be the best thing to integrate into a message. And so that's what we've been doing for 22, 23 years now. So yeah, that's the vision behind the ministry. And we minister to a lot of Christian families that are interested in Christian education. So we do a lot of that as well. But you know what? It's not just Christian education. It's not just family discipleship. It's family relationships. That's what really matters, you know, when it comes down to it.
Yeah. Well, the name of your program is, well, we carry your program. Tell the listeners about the short program that's a daily that we carry.
Yeah, it's the Worldview, which is a division of Generations at theworldview.com. But Generations came up with this, I'm going to say 11 or 12 years ago.
Wow.
And it's interesting. It was my idea. I was sitting at my dad's home, my mom and dad's home out in Oregon, during Christmas vacation. And I was sitting there by the wood stove. Dad just keeps his wood stove roaring, you know, every day through the winters. It's like 84 degrees in his house.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah, he can't split his own wood, and he's blind. But he still feeds the wood stove, and we get out there and you know, split a quart or two of wood to keep him going. But I was sitting by that wood stove, and I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great to bring a biblical perspective to the news and just bring God's truth into the news? Fox News, CNN, they don't exactly commit to Bible verses.
You know? No.
They're not thinking in terms of Scripture, and God is sovereign over all the issues of the world, and you know, God's kind of out of the picture pretty much.
Yeah.
And so I thought it would be an encouraging thing to bring God back into the picture in the news. And so that's how the Worldview came about. And we intend for it to be actually encouraging, despite the fact, you know, there's a lot of bad news in the world, but let's remember, God's in control, Jesus is over all things to the church.
You bet.
All that.
Oh, absolutely. Today we're talking with Kevin Swanson, and I don't know what they call you, the president maybe of Generations?
Kind of director. I mean, they call me a lot of things.
But don't call you late for supper.
Don't call me late for supper, yeah. No, I typically, you know, director of – but we got a couple directors, so, you know, we're a team. We work together as a team here.
Yeah, and we've really appreciated this program. It was actually my wife who came across it and found it, and you gave us permission to carry it, and we're very, very thankful to carry that. And what's the guy's name that voices it usually? Is it Adam?
Yeah, Adam McManus.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's really good at what he does.
He's great. Lots of enthusiasm, lots of personality. Yeah. Adam's great.
Yeah.
He's just great. And he's a godly Christian father. He's a good dad. He's the real deal.
Yeah.
And I just so appreciate Adam, you know, being part of our team. We have a couple of 3-4 writers, mostly good. Young guys, you know, just young journalists that are just learning this stuff. And I still work. I still write on Mondays. I've been doing Mondays
Wonderful.
For like 10 years.
Keep doing
and
it.
I just love it. I love it. I
now
love
let
it.
Me
yeah.
let me ask you this. This is the first time we've actually talked back and forth. I believe you're also a full-time pastor.
I am. Well, you know what? We have a team of 3 pastors out here in our little community church. And we all kind of trade off a bit, but I guess I would be the grandfathered in older guy on
That's
the
wonderful.
Pastoral staff. Yeah, I hate to say it, but I'm getting older, Dan. Getting closer to heaven, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it goes fast. I still feel my perspective is still young, but my body is starting to feel it. And today you caught me. I'm getting over a cold that's gone down into my chest. And so my voice is affected. Let's talk a little bit about the Christian family, the home. Today is Valentine's Day. And the world has its own way of celebrating that and pointing our attention to that and all the above. But tell us about the Christian home and loving our wives.
Yeah. Well, the greatest of these is love. You know, I mean, and I have a pretty good authority for that. It comes from the Word of God. So, you know, we were just talking about this morning. In fact, we were in a men's Bible study this morning to talk about how to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And we were right there in 1 John 4 in our men's Bible study. And just talking about how, you know, this is very, very important to God that we learn this thing called love. And it's not the romantic love. It's not the Elvis Presley, you know, kind of like love me tender, love me true, make all my dreams come true kind of a love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you love me, make all my dreams come true. It's kind of the wrong perspective, you know. It's more of a, you know, giving up of ourselves for one another in the relationships that we are cultivating within the home. And it's, you know, with our wives that we get this opportunity to really develop those relationships and strengthen that marriage. And I think the way through it is, of course, to give up of ourselves. But the way in which to strengthen love in relationship in the home is always through conflict. I mean, I guess I'm just going to get to that because
that's a really
good
point.
We're all sinners. Yeah, we're all sinners, and we're going to work through disagreements and conflicts and things like that. And I think what's happened with my wife and I is that we've learned to humble ourselves before each other. We've learned to confess our sins to God and to one another. And we've learned how to just work through conflicts and to love one another through the conflicts. And I think more than anything else, that's probably what strengthens love in the family.
Yeah, that's right. This idea of loving your wife the way Christ loved the church, it's like it's almost impossible to do in some respect, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a tall order. But I do think it comes back, and this is precisely what we're talking about this morning, is that herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us.
Amen.
And gave his son to be the propitiation for our sins. And there's something about coming to know God's love that will make us more loving. And I think that's the core matter, you know. And we were talking about how to realize God's love. And, you know, and we talked a little bit about how if we're cold to God or cold to our wives or cold to our families, we've got to warm up. But how do we warm up?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way we warm up is to realize God's warmth towards us. Mm. It's a little bit like, you know, somebody attempting to hug you, but you're like kind of pushing them off a little bit.
Right.
And I think the key is to realize God's heart of love for us, which is what John is saying there in 1 John 4, and then to respond and receive that love. I think it's just to warm up to the warmth that God has shown to us. And it's like receiving his grace, right? He shows us his grace. We receive his grace, and now we're grateful for his grace, and then we share that grace with others. I always like to call it the three-way grace. So I think that's it. I think, Dan, the big thing is to warm up to the grace of God, to warm up to the love of God.
Yeah.
And as we do that, I think we begin to show more love to our wives and to our family members. Now, am I a big – you're going to ask me, am I the biggest, most amazing, loving husband? Not yet. You can always ask my wife about it.
I'm not even close.
I know. But I think she would say, you know, Kevin, you've grown in this area.
That's good.
She would say that.
Which is
what I want. And I think every dad, every husband out there that's listening to this right now is saying, I really want to be more loving.
That's right.
I don't really want to be a selfish pig.
No.
You know, I just want to grow in this.
And that's right.
You know what? You pray that. You desire it. You reach out to God for that. And I believe he will grow it in you. I think that's happened to me.
Yeah. Now, husband and wife, they're married. And before too long, the way it usually works is children come along. And God has a view of children that is really wonderful. It warms the heart. Can you talk to us a little bit about children?
Well, you know, we have five children. By God's grace, they're all grown up, 25 to 34 years of age. Not all married yet, but we've got 9 grandchildren. We're a 9th on the way shortly.
Wonderful.
So God has blessed us amazingly. All my children love the Lord, which, I mean, praise the Lord.
Praise God for that.
Various ways. So, yeah, all God, 0 Kevin, okay? Right?
Yeah.
God does these things, and we're so thankful for them. And I think, actually, I told somebody this the other day. I think having children is even more of a sanctifying effect upon my life or our lives than marriage. I think it's like the next step.
Yes.
Into relationship and into, you know, getting rid of the self-centeredness and beginning to feed into the lives of others. And that certainly happened to me. And I think I've grown in my love for my children as well. One of my daughters told me recently, she said, Dad, I have a better relationship with you than I've ever had. She's like 29, 30 years of age now. And she just says, you know, you're accessible. You're easy to talk to now. And, you know, whereas I think I had to grow in some of these areas.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was always too busy to talk. You know, there was that busyness that would creep in.
Mm-hmm.
And that affected my relationships with my children during those teenage years. So I've had to grow through those areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Child comes and they start growing. And then they get to that age where you start thinking about their education. That's a really hard decision, and I'm thankful for my wife because early on she knew that she didn't want to send our children to the public school, and even though we didn't know anything about homeschooling, there wasn't any Christian school available, at least for us, that was reasonably close, and so she encouraged us to go down the road of homeschooling, and I am so glad that we did that. That wasn't easy, and she bore a lot of the weight of that. I don't know what we would have done without her.
Yeah. Well, that's been my heritage. My parents made that decision to homeschool us back in 1969.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, early on. My mom started homeschooling me in 1968 in Portland, Oregon. And then off to the mission field, and they said no boarding school for our kids.
Yeah.
That was a big decision on my dad's part. And so they began to homeschool us early on. And then we homeschooled our 5 children as well.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, I think at core what we want is our children to be discipled in the Word of God, that we teach our children about God, whom we love, and we bring them the Word of God. That's first and foremost. That's central for, I think, every Christian family.
Yeah.
They just need to be tied in, committed to it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they're going to go full-time with the homeschool or part-time. Now, part-time might be a family worship of 40 minutes a day. Okay, you've got that. Praise God. Some will go full-time. Now, of course, the public schools are less and less likely, and you've got to be on your game, even with private schools.
That's true, too.
to be sure that your children are going to get a godly education, a respect for Jesus, love for Jesus, recognition of, you know, God's word as a frontlet before the eyes. And then you've right. got the peer issue. And a lot of parents, because I've been working with homeschoolers out here in Colorado now for 27 years, and a lot of parents are saying, you know what, there are so many unsavory influences that come via cell phones, iPhones, internet.
It's true.
Their friends, their peers, you know, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga and, you know, whatever all that is out there.
Yeah.
That a lot of parents are saying, you know what, we're just going to have to homeschool. That's going to be the best option for us today.
Yeah.
We're not living in the 1950s anymore. You know, we're not living in the 1880s anymore.
No.
These are the 2020s, and there's a lot of influence out there.
Sometimes you see a depiction of life as it was in the 1950s or 60s in New York City, and you see how the people are dressed, how they're acting, and then you compare that to the mayhem in New York City now, you say, oh, brother, it's like from another planet. Mm-hmm. And that's all the more reason, I think, to seriously think about whether you want to go the public school route or not. It's possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it's possible that – but don't have the idea that you're going to send your child there to evangelize. I'm sorry. That's not their role at that young age. In the school, it's hard enough just to survive and not get killed almost going there. So,
well, the whole idea, Dan, is to raise our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ for the purposes of being salt and light and fulfilling the calling that God has for them in, you know, discipling and getting involved in evangelism and things. But a seven-year-old's not ready for that. You know, you don't pack a seven-year-old's bags and say, okay, you're going to be a missionary to New Guinea. Okay, so have a nice life.
Yeah. Bye.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not ready.
No.
You know, they're just – I mean, granted, we want to prepare them for this.
Oh, sure.
But but I think parents need to realize that there's some preparation that needs to happen. And some protection. There absolutely needs to be a level of protection. Not a fearful thing, but of just a faithful thing of protecting in order to prepare. I tell you, my parents did that for us. They absolutely protected us. I mean, we didn't watch much television.
No.
Of course, out on the island in Japan, you know where we were, we didn't get much in terms of American television.
I don't really know too much. That's where you were, was Japan?
Yeah, we were in Japan. Yeah, raised in Japan. Yeah.
Wow.
In the 1960s and 70s. And they were very much concerned. I mean, they were careful with our reading. They were careful with our media stuff. And my parents were ideal parents in many ways. But they also prepared us. They really prepared us.
That's wonderful.
I'm 17 years old. I get off into junior college in California. I move on to the university. And I'm student body president of a major West Coast secular university in my senior year. So it wasn't like I wasn't ready for life.
No.
Most definitely they had prepared me. For, you know, getting out there.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, you know, I think that's the key. For any parent just wants to raise their children, nurture and admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to have to, you know, shelter, protect, et cetera, but prepare their children with a very thoughtful, God-centered, Bible-saturated, Christ-centered approach to raising those children.
Yeah, yeah. Well, today we're talking with Kevin Swanson. This is actually the first time we've talked together. We carry Kevin's program from generations.org. And Kevin, if somebody wanted to support your ministry, how would they go about doing that?
Well, Dan, I mean, hey, generations.org, that's where we are. you can always support our program. We appreciate all the support we get. You know, by God's grace, Dan, I just got to say this, God has supplied all of our needs.
Amen.
Absolutely. We have never, never had a year in which the bills were not paid. Mm. Now, initially, when we started, I was moving some of my salary into the ministry. So I did that initially. I'm going to say for the first 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I mean, God has just opened up the floodgates and given us all the resources we need. And we are international. We do a lot of international travel. We're really trying to bring a Christian family discipleship vision to everywhere. I've been to Nepal, South Africa, Zambia, Uganda, Malawi, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil many times, Mexico many times. The whole world is hungry for a vision to pass on the faith from one generation to the next. And it's just, I just think it's exploding around the world right now. Even China, you know, places like
that. Yeah.
There's just, wow. Families are accessing our materials all over. We're getting materials into Cuba as well. I shouldn't talk about that too much because it's,
I understand.
We don't want anybody from Cuba, of the authorities in Cuba, to listen and try to shut anything down. But, you know, just getting all these materials out there to the world.
The gospel is very full-orbed. It's not just limited to, here's the gospel of repentance and belief, as important as that is. But it flows into every area. It touches, we've been talking here today about our family, about education. And I know that you're concerned about government and you believe that God's got a guideline for government, right?
Mm-hmm. I sure do. In fact, I've spent the last nine months of my life working on a new manuscript called Under God.
Very good.
And, it's a course on biblical civics for our 10th grade students. We have 12 grades of Christian curriculum we provide for Christian schools and homeschools. But yeah, just finished pretty much finished up. It'll be March 15th. We release this thing to press. It's on the 250th anniversary of this nation's, you know, existence.
Yeah.
This is our 250th birthday. And so I thought I'd produce a book called Under God, in which I bring out a fair amount of the heritage of this country. And, you know, this is the most God-blessed nation on earth. God has blessed us amazingly. Amazingly, no other nation has sent so many missionaries. No other nation is even close to the charitable contributions this nation produces. No other nation has so much commitment to Christian education. No other nation has been so prosperous. We also enjoyed a tremendous amount of peace for many, many years. And so we have a great heritage, and I really, really want our young students, our families, to know about America's amazing heritage.
Amen.
And the question I ask in the book is, can we do this again? By the grace of God, can we do it again?
Yes.
And, you know, we don't know what the future holds, but we know that anywhere Christians go, they can be salt and light, and they can have preserving effect, and they can be a blessing to their communities.
Yeah.
And I believe that can happen here again.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned both edges of the sword, the salt and the light of Christ. He gives us wisdom and understanding, and that can be applied to everything that you're attempting. We got about 2 minutes to wrap it up. Today we're talking with Kevin Swanson, the director of Generations.org. Feel free to check them out online, dear listener. And when we're done, maybe you can send me that link to Under God, and we'll post that on our description when we post this podcast.
That sounds great, Dan. I just want to say I appreciate what you're doing. You're bringing God's word, God's light into the world in a phenomenal way through the radio programs. I think Christians just need to be encouraged to do this. Number one, we reach out to our children. We love our kids. We raise our Christian families. But let's remember, we're out there to disciple the nations and to continue this ministry from one generation to the next.
Amen.
I think that's it.
And God, what amazes me, Kevin, is that he gives us this commission, and he's really serious. He basically is giving us a promise that the nations will be discipled. It's fabulous.
Amen.
As I consider it. Mm-hmm. It's huge, and it's very long term. We're not to give up.
Well, the most encouraging book I've written is Taking the World for Jesus. It's an 800-page summary of the mission's work of 2,000 years on every continent. It's called Taking the World for Jesus. And, and it has the most amazing stories of how, you know, the Holy Spirit has broken things out.
Amen.
And brought Jesus to the nations. And we need to teach our children that. Teach your children the Word of God, and then teach your children everything Jesus has done in history. Those are the two most important things.
Well, it's a real blessing to me to be able to talk with you, and it's an encouragement. If someone wants to get a hold of you, the best way is what, generations.org?
Generations.org, or anybody can email me at kevinpswanson@gmail.com. That's kevinpswanson@gmail.com.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us on a short notice here today. You actually called me and said, when is this supposed to be? And I had flubbed the dub on the timing, so thank you so very much. And we have a program here for Valentine's Day. And dear listener, thank you for joining us, and may God bless your family. And Kevin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Good to connect. God bless you all.
Thank you. Dear listener, please join us next week for another edition of A Plain Answer.